If you're ready to ditch outdated ideas about what sexy means past a certain age, then you're in the right place. Today, we're redefining sexy after 50 with real talk and steps that you can use. Forget the outdated standards. So grab that cup of coffee or your favorite beverage and let's dive in. Hello, beautiful ladies. Welcome back to another episode of 5 to Thrive. I'm your host, Valerie Hatcher. Our mission is to provide empowering tips for women over 50 to help us navigate this vibrant stage of life with grace, style, and a whole lot of fun. Each week, I bring you 5 practical and engaging tips on a specific topic. I hope you find them relevant and relatable, and we'll come back for more. Ready for today's episode? Then let's go. All right, girl. Let's get real. When you hear the word sexy, what pops into your head? That hourglass figure that society tells us is the only option. Big boobs, a perfect butt, and full lips? Here's the truth. Sexy is so much more than that. I want you to ponder this for a second. Does sexy automatically translate to sexual or sensual? Absolutely not. Sexy after 50 is about a whole different kind of power. It's confidence radiating from the inside out, a self-assuredness that whispers, I know who I am and I'm darn good at it. When the world whispers that sexy has an expiration date, we're here to shout a resounding no. Sexy after 50 isn't about fitting into a mold. It's about breaking free from it. It's the confidence that radiates from knowing who you are and owning it. It's the allure of experience, the magnetism of self-assurance. We're more vibrant and self-assured than ever before. So, how do we shake off those outdated ideas? First off, start talking back to negative voices in your head. You know the ones. Let's face it. Many of us have spent years pouring our hearts out into raising incredible kids who are now incredible adults. And while that's a beautiful thing, sometimes our own desires and our sense of self can get pushed aside. But here's a newsflash. Sexy isn't just about lingerie in a drawer. Although, hey, if that's your thing, then go for it. It's a whole mood. It's an attitude, a way of carrying yourself. It's that knowing glint in your eye, the way you command a room with your presence, the way you own your laugh lines and the life experiences that are etched on your face. It's about self-care, not just facials and bubble baths, but taking care of your physical and your mental well-being. Because when you feel good, you project that confidence. So think about a powerhouse like Michelle Obama. Her appeal isn't just in her appearance, but it's in her poise, it's in her smile, and her zest for life. Sexy is an attitude, a presence. It's in the way we carry our stories, our laughter, and our unique selves with pride. So, okay, we know sexy is an attitude, but how do we get there? Let's unpack this a bit. Step one, it would be self-talk check-ins. Your inner dialogue shapes your reality. Notice those little voices in your head. Well, start showering yourself with the kindness that you'd offer others. Catch those negative thoughts and flip the script. Try sticking post-it notes on your mirror. I talked about this, I don't know, a few episodes ago. I know it might sound cheesy, but it works as a little reminder of your worth. Step two would be Embrace your awesomeness. Write down 3 to 5 things that you absolutely love about yourself. Your humor, your kindness, your resilience, anything goes. These are your badges of honor. And reference this list when you need a pick-me-up. Step 3 would be body language boost. Your posture speaks volumes. How you carry yourself matters. Stand tall, shoulders back, chin up. Now, the other day, I was walking by the mirror, and I noticed that I was walking slumped over. Girl, I immediately held my head up, put my shoulders back. But I think for years, I didn't walk with my shoulders back and my chest out because I have so much chest. But hey, it is what it is. So practice in front of the mirror. It might feel goofy at first, but that power pose, it translates into confidence. Step 4 is your sexy soundtrack. Music has the power to transform our mood. Make a playlist of songs that make you feel invincible and unstoppable. Blast it while you're getting ready. Strutting your stuff around the house. That energy is contagious. One of my power songs is I'm Every Woman by Whitney Houston. I blast that song around the house and you can't tell me nothing. Feeling sexy inside is the first step. Now, how do we let that shine out? Expressing your sexy isn't about dressing a certain way or acting out of character. It's about those subtle personal touches that make you feel alive. For example, find your signature. A bold lip color, a favorite piece of jewelry, or that perfume that feels uniquely you, or even a pair of sneakers. Or sneakers, but sneakers. Today at church, I was commenting about a young lady who always has on a different pair of low top Jordans. They're fun and they're colorful. Well, that's her signature. Next would be the power of a smile or even the way you laugh. A genuine smile lights you up from within. So don't be afraid to flash those pearly whites. And then own your style. It's about wearing what makes you feel fabulous. Embrace clothes that flatter your body. Comfort and confidence are the ultimate sexy combo. So here are 5 ways to redefine sexy on your terms. 1 is to explore your sensuality. Sexy isn't just about how others see you. It's about connecting with your own desires. Connect with what makes you feel vibrant, whether it's through touch, through taste, or setting a serene ambiance, find what stirs your soul. Try a new massage oil or rediscover a scent that makes you feel amazing. Or set the mood with candles and music. Next would be invest in you. Feeling good in your skin is key. Treat yourself to what makes you feel good, whether it's that skincare routine that you keep putting off, a bold new hairstyle, or comfy yet flattering loungewear. Treat yourself. And then I'd say play with fashion. Fashion is about expressing yourself. Dust off those items that you love, but you hesitate to wear. Wear what makes you feel fabulous, regardless of trends. You got a killer pair of boots collecting dust? Wear them. A dress that you adore, but you think is too young? Girl, rock them. Fashion is about self-expression. There's no age limit on style. Movement is magic. So engage in physical activities that you enjoy, like maybe dancing or yoga or walking. It's really about feeling strong, alive, and in tune with your body. Feeling that strength It and vitality is pure sexiness. Then redefine intimacy. Intimacy evolves. It's about connecting on a deep level, expressing desires, and exploring pleasure. Intimacy is about joy. Don't be afraid to express your wants and your needs. So here's our listener's note. So I received a note from Diane in San Diego, and she shared that after 50, I found a new love for salsa dancing. That sounds fun. It's not just the movement, it's the freedom and the joy I feel when I dance. It's reignited a spark in me and reminded me that sexy is a state of mind. Diane, your story is a testament to finding what lights you up and embracing it fully. That joy, that spark, is the essence of sexy. So as we wrap up today, remember, sexy is about embracing you at this amazing stage of life. You are fierce, you are powerful, and you're desirable. And don't let anyone, not even yourself, tell you otherwise. It's about living life on your own terms and finding beauty in the journey. I want to thank you for tuning in. If today's conversation resonated with you, then spread the love, share this episode, and let's continue to redefine what it means to be sexy after 50. Until next time, remember, you are undeniably sexy. Now, keep shining, keep smiling, and keep strutting your stuff with age, style, and a touch of sass. Thank you so much for joining me for 5 to Thrive Tuesday. If you haven't already done so, please subscribe so that you don't miss an episode. If you enjoyed the segment, please rate, review, and share it with a friend. Let's stay connected on Instagram, Facebook, and or Threads at I Am Valerie Hatcher, or email me at hello@agingwithgraceandstyle.com. Until next time, let's continue to age with grace, style, and a touch of sass.